That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, the Jotham Downs store is being somewhat neglected these days, as Lum and Abner are concentrating on the rabbit business. They recently acquired all the rabbits Ezra Seastrunk had, and all the available space in the store has now been converted into rabbit hutches. As we look in on the old fellows today, Cedric is out cutting alfalfa for the rabbits, and we find Lum and Abner down at the store.
You sure now you ain't mad at me?
No, I ain't mad, Abner.
Well, you won't talk to me. Ain't said a dozen words to me all morning. Just sit there and write in that book. That's all you do.
Well, I'm trying to get up a set of books for our rabbits. I have to concentrate.
Oh, well, them rabbits can't read, Lum.
Well, it ain't for the rabbits. It's for us to read.
Oh, well, good. Read it out loud, Lum. Is it about Peter Rabbit?
This is bookkeeping books, Abner, so we know how we're doing.
Oh, well, how are we doing?
I can't tell yet. I ain't done. But I don't think we're making any money so far.
Ain't huh?
Well, of course, we're getting more rabbits every day. They're increasing.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Them shelves is getting so full, we're going to have to put them over on this side of the store too, Lum.
Well, we've got to keep these shelves over here for merchandise, Abner. One side for rabbits and the other side for groceries and dry goods.
You look awful pretty sitting up behind them shelves, though. That was a good idea, you know, putting that chicken wire over them shelves. Saved us building a lot of pens.
Yeah, but we can't go clean out of the grocery business. If we start selling some rabbits, we're going to need all the money we take in on groceries to feed the rabbits with.
Yeah, that patch of alfalfa we bought just about used up already.
Yeah. Only trouble I found of the rabbit business so far is what it costs to feed them.
Well, that alfalfa is a whole lot cheaper than that canned spinach that we was feeding them.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff runs into money fast. But did they love it?
Well, they clean up that alfalfa, too.
Oh, yeah. Keep Cedric busy cutting it for them and carrying it over here.
That's what I say. We've got to watch our overhead.
Got to watch what?
Our overhead. What the rabbits are eating.
They're eating alfalfa.
Well, alfalfa's overhead.
Alfalfa's hay. Well, he is when it's dried out, anyway.
Well, anything could be overhead. Cedric's overhead.
Has he been eating that alfalfa? No wonder we're using so much of it.
No, he ain't eating the alfalfa.
He ain't eating the rabbits, is he?
He ain't eating nothing.
Cedric's on a diet?
I don't know. What I mean is...
Well, he'll starve to death, Lum.
Abner, as far as I know, he's eating three meals a day. I'm talking about overhead. Expense of running the business.
You're just exactly right about it, too. We can't feed Cedric and the rabbits both.
Who said anything about feeding Cedric?
Well, what in the world have we been talking about?
Just leave Cedric out of it.
Oh, take it up for him, huh? And him overhead, too.
Oh, swan to goodness, Abner. If you mention Cedric again, I'm going to whop you on. Just hash up about it.
Yeah, see there? I told you was mad and wouldn't talk to him.
I ain't mad. I'm trying to concentrate here.
Oh, no. Oh, I can tell you're still mad because I started that Lucas with Grandpappy Spears and then tried to pick a fight with you and Cedric.
I ain't no such a thing. That's all over. It was my fault anyway.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't. You were just as nice as you could be, Lum. And I wouldn't have blamed you if you had just beat the daylights out of me. You ought to hit me, is what you ought to done. Going around here trying to fight everybody.
I told you it was my fault. I started that psychology on you, telling you could whip anybody in town. And you got to believe in it yourself.
Yeah, I don't know what got into me. I sure believed it there for a while, though.
Well, here your wife was mad at you and you're too big a fraidy cat to go home. I just had to put a little confidence in you.
Well, it's still working on Elizabeth. She's just as nice as she can be. Treats me just like I'm company.
Well, good for you.
Over there at dinner yesterday, just stood right there by my chair and waited on me hand and foot.
Well, it was a good idea then.
Yeah. Of course, I never had no business jumping on Grandpa, though.
Well, you just had yourself built up to where you thought you ought to be fighting all the time. It was my fault for using so much psychology on you.
Yeah, well, you just meant for me to fight Elizabeth, though. I don't blame you for being mad, Lum.
But I ain't mad, though.
I oughtn't to be bothering you, you working on them books there. You've got a perfect right not to talk to me if you don't feel like it.
Well, it ain't that I don't feel like it, Abner. I just can't talk and consultate on these books, too.
Sure. I understand, Lum. Sometimes I get mad at people that way, and I stay mad at them for a whole week at a time.
I told you I ain't mad.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you are. I can tell now.
Dad, blame it. I've told you a dozen times. I ain't mad.
Well, I've got it coming to me, the way I acted. I don't blame you one bit for not wanting to talk to me. Not one little bitty bit.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Well, good.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't care. Anything.
Let's see. Hope we make some money out of these rabbits. Don't you?
Yeah.
Nice weather today.
Uh-huh.
How you feeling?
Fine.
I hope we make some money out of it. Oh, I said that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, what about you talking? I can't do it all.
Well, I ain't mad, though, Lum.
Well, I ain't neither. That's the reason I'm trying to talk to you, prove to you I ain't.
Well, it's nice of you to try that way, Lum, but that's more likely the reason you can't talk. You're just so mad.
How many times have I got to tell you I ain't mad?
Well, you're sure sounding like you're mad.
If you say mad one more time, I'm going to get
see
out
there,
of
there. See there? Your face is just as red as a beet. Look at you. You're shaking all over.
Get up out of that chair. I'm going to prove to you I ain't mad if I have to whip you all over this door to do it. I'm getting sick and tired.
Here, now, what's going on in here, man?
Oh. Howdy, Squire. Come in.
What are you two fellas trying to do here? Sort of fight?
No, we've...
Lum just mad at me over something.
Abner, I took... sit down, Squire.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lum. Bring him away. I'm just glad I happened along when I did. Why, you two fellas been tied up in a hard knot there in another minute.
Yeah, I know it. What's new, Squire?
Oh, nothing much in the war of Lum. Seems to be about the same old 6 and 7. How's the rabbit business?
Looking good. Sure, we hope we make some money out of the rabbits.
You said that a minute ago, huh?
You keep out of this.
Oh.
Yes, sir, I believe we're in a business now we can make some money out of, Squire.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Lum. Glad to hear it.
Started out here, we had 20 rabbits. Abner traded for them, taking them in on a debt.
Yes, I know that, yes.
Then we went the other day, went over and bought all the Ezra had. We've got 321 now.
Ain't got plenty to talk to him about.
We'll have the rabbit business cornered in this state, first thing you know.
Mm-hmm. 321, huh? Let's see now, just write that down so that I won't forget it here.
321, last count.
What do you figure those rabbits are worth, Lum? About $40.
$40? For all of them?
Well, $25 then.
For goodness sakes, what's wrong with you, Squire? Don't you know nothing about rabbits at all?
Well, very little. That was just an estimate, Lum.
Hand me that pencil there. I'll tell you what they were.
Yeah, sure.
There's 321 of them. And figure them at $5 pair.
They're not mad at me. There's many of them.
It'd be 160.5 pairs. Better figure it at $10 a pair. By the time we get to market corner, that's what we'll be getting from. That's better than $1,600.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Lum. You're mistaken, eh? They can't be worth that kind of money, no.
Well, don't try to tell me what our rabbits is worth. You think you're talking to a couple of poor fellas. You've got another guest coming. I said they're worth $1,600, and that's just what they're worth, every nickel of it.
Well, just as you say, Lum, just as you say, I'll put it down, $1,600.
I don't care whether you put it down or not, but that's what they're worth.
Well, I have to put it down. You see, Lum, I took a job today as a deputy tax assessor. I'm here to place a valuation on your personal property. Yes, rabbits. $1,600.